I see Billy.
Leave Billy alone!
Oh, beautiful. You know what he says that? I have you ever seen that YouTube video? Leave Brittany alone!
Leave Brittany alone!
That's what I imagine right now. Oh, of him saying, leave Billy alone. we just need him in some crying and some mascara.
Oh my gosh. Well, the mascara part won't happen again.
Again?
Yeah.
Well, there's a few times you've used it, isn't there?
Okay, yes.
Oh, poor Billy. Billy is going away. Welcome once again to User Words Podcast. I'm Paul, and I'm joined with Aaron. And as of this recording, Aaron is a day away from getting Billy ripped out. Or not. He's not getting ripped out of you. He's getting,
just getting pushed back in.
He's getting packed in you.
Put back where he belongs.
Which is worse, Billy getting ripped out or Billy being packed in you?
Honestly, I feel like I'm going to ask him that question tomorrow when I get there and be like, hey, I was like, so what's the difference between you just taking him out and pushing him back in? Like, would it be better to take it out? So, I don't know.
And then they'll go, oh, sure, we could take it out.
For an extra cost.
Yeah, for an extra cost and just spend another few days in the hospital.
Hey, I'll take it then. Shoot.
You have to wear a mask 24/7 in the hospital.
As long as they provide it, I guess, whatever. Okay.
So happy. I feel like I haven't talked to you all year yet, and it's only, we're only 10 days into 2021 and it's already been crazy.
Yeah, indeed it has.
I think on the 7th, I started seeing the memes fly around. The social media is like, I have had my 7-day trial of 2021. I'd like to return it. You go, you want to return it? Return it to what? Because if we go back to 2020, I'm not sure which is worse, honestly, at this point in time.
Oh, no. I got to catch up on the memes. Oh, no.
You got to get, you can do that while you're recovering from Billy.
Yes, probably will.
So 2021 has been off to a very rough start. I look back at our New Year's episode and Brock already has a point, essentially. I'm going to have to give it to him. Because one of the things that he said was an armed insurrection. Well, I'll just give him it on the insurrection part because the media, of course, is calling what happened on the 6th an insurrection and blah, 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 blah. So
that was on the 6th. That was on the 6th?
That was on the 6th, which was Wednesday. So,
yeah.
So, if you remember, back November 2020, oh, so long ago, votes came in, said Biden is the projected winner. And then people got all up in arms and like, I don't want Biden to win. You know, Brewer might have accidentally talked faster than normal. You know, his blood pressure went up a little bit and he missed a shot in his deer hunting simulator or whatever. You know, and people just got all freaked out over this. And then so everyone was like, okay, all the lawsuits are failing. Our last chance is Mike Pence on the 6th. Pence is going to be our man and he's going to stop it and he's going to make sure that we're good to go and that Biden won't win. And then Pence goes, I'm going to follow the Constitution and I'm going to put the votes for Biden. And everyone rioted.
Oh my gosh. It's like, what do you do? Yeah. I don't know.
I know, Mr. Johnson, you are not always the one who is always caught up with all the news.
Got that right.
So, what, according to your knowledge, happened on the 6th, besides the fact that, you know, the electoral votes were finally certified and counted, and Pence said, yes, Biden's the winner, da 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 da. Besides that happening, what happened on the 6th?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, the only thing I really heard of was just the rioting, whatever, people raiding or storming the Capitol building in D.C. And then I was like, oh, boy. And then, like, the person telling me about it, I was like, yeah, it was all Trump supporters or whatever. I was like, oh, great. I was like, no, please, no. And then after like looking at that, I was like, this sucks. Because I mean, obviously, like, I don't know, there's always so much, I guess, talk about like the far left liberal, like, people, like, were the ones causing problems and all that stuff. And now people always talk about, oh, well, not people. The Republicans always talk about, oh, you know, you don't see us going out and doing that. I'm like, it's only so far away. And of course, what do we see for the 6th? We see that.
So, have you seen any of the photos from the people going into the Capitol building?
I saw people like climbing walls and stuff like that, and people like his. Granted, I don't know if there was an actual photo from the event, but like someone was like hanging on a ledge from like inside. I don't know. It was just madness. But I do know that someone died. It was a girl, wasn't it? Like 20 something years old or 30.
Yeah. All right. I got to call fake news on myself. She was in the 30s, not the 20s. Just make sure that's taken care of. I thought she was originally 16 at the time because that's what initial reports were saying. But no, she was 20 and she was actually in the armed forces. I forget which branch exactly she was in, but yeah. So you didn't see Capitol Hill Chewy then?
What? No.
That's what I call him, Capitol Hill Chewy. I'll send you a link to that. Okay. It's a guy, like, beige pants, bare chested, you know, he has tattoos, you know, a little bit of hair on him, but then he's wearing like I don't know if it's a raccoon or fox skin cap. His face is painted red, white, and blue, and he has like buffalo horns on his head.
Oof. Yeah, that's the rough side of things, I guess.
Yeah. Jeez. So I will say it has been, and people go, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. No, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. It has been confirmed, and I'm not. Okay, let's quantify this properly.
Okay.
What happened with them storming the Capitol? No, that should be condemned. Awful. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that straight out. Not all the people that stormed the Capitol were Trump supporters. I said not all. Mm-hmm. I did. Now, there have been multiple people that have been identified by photo as being confirmed Black Lives Matter / Antifa protesters.
And that's another thing that I had heard, like, I think a day or so later, was that there was mention of there being, Antifa and stuff like that. Yeah. They're also riling it up.
That wasn't, that's why I have to say this, that wasn't all of them.
No.
So it's not like you could say, oh, well, okay, it was BLM and Antifa who was causing the issues. No, there were Trump supporters in there. Like in that photo I sent you with Capitol Hill Chewy. The guy to the right of him, who's carrying the Trump flag, he also had his work badge on. And his work said, oh, you're wearing our work badge at this protest inside the Capitol Hill? Yeah, you're fired. I don't blame them for that. You know, if you're wearing your company's identification around your neck and you're going and doing the illegal activity such as storming the Capitol,
they don't want to be tied to that.
You know, companies have policies to say, hey, you represent us bad in the public, you're fired. So I can't blame them for that.
No,
I don't agree with it, but I can't blame them for it. Okay, I'll put it that way. I sent you in our picture of Chewy just because it's like he's like leaning back his head and yelling. That's what made me think of him. And so you have this happening, right? And you have actually what's happening is there's a big concerted effort online to identify all the people that have been going to that were a part of this Capitol Hill thing and trying to get them fired from their jobs, which, okay. Yes, they broke the law. Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
However, that should not be up to you on what to do to try to force them to be fired or whatnot. Let their employers handle that situation, because I guarantee you every single one is different. But every employer, if they receive public outcry that you need to fire this person because they were here, they will cave and do it. Now, if they charge all these people with felonies, you know, the snitch are going to sort itself up because these people are going to be going to jail, which I, as many of these people as they are, I think they're all being jailed. The Capitol Hill Chewy, I know he has been arrested.
Okay.
So, and a bunch of other people have been arrested as well. So expect that to happen more and more. And then also expect there to be people freaking out because there was a laptop stolen from the Capitol building as well. So potential, you know, secret information. Which is, it also, that was the first thing that I thought to mind. I was like, when they're like, oh, you know, Capitol Hill stormed. And I'm like, wait a minute, Capitol Hill stormed. Can you imagine all the documents and laptops just sitting about in the senators' office? They could just pick up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess, yeah, for how far they got into there, which, I don't know. Part of
were in senators' offices taking selfies.
That, see, that's crazy to me that they were able to get in that far. I always figured that either, well, wait. Is the Capitol building open to public usually?
Not the offices in that.
Not offices, but like
there's tours that you can go on, and they're very safe. I've been on a tour of the Capitol building, you know, but you know, it was very much controlled, not a rush of people running into it.
Right. I guess either they were understaffed for security or. Well, granted, it's like, how can you be, you know, staffed enough for something like that to happen anyways? But.
Well, it's funny you say that. There's video and people are upset about this video.
Oh, good.
And I agree. There's a video of the Capitol Police just opening the door for a Trump supporter into the building during the protest.
Oof.
That doesn't look good.
No, that does not.
Now, we don't know the full context of it. That's what I said. It doesn't
work
because we don't know the full context. Maybe they were a person who had a pass, or maybe, you know, they were expected, or that. Obviously a bad time to do it during a protest like that. But
yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, come on in. Oh, all right.
And so people going like, oh, here's a video of police opening the door for a woman to let them in. And it's like, sure. Yes.
Right. I said there's only so much you can say about that unless you know everything that's going on. But
yeah, and that's the thing. We only have bits and pieces about everything that was going on. Data was so congested, you know, so all the videos that people were taking, you know, couldn't go out live. They were coming out the day after or whatever. Just because there's just so many people there. It was overloading the cell network. So people were going, they were blocking our data. And conspiracy theories. I was like, no, just the pure physics of it all. Too many people with cell phones in one area congested the network. It's going to have a bad day.
Right. I say I'll get stuff like that for the 4th of July fireworks at the beach when we had them at North Beach or whatever, where you could get like no signal because so many people were there using their phones and stuff like that. So I can easily, it's not hard to believe that happening there. Being a much bigger thing than just a 4th of July celebration, I would imagine.
So what's interesting to me about this whole thing, right, is that we have these protests and these riots.
Yeah.
And they stormed the Capitol and they interrupted, you know, Congress and that, the joint session of Congress to count the ballots. There were people who, before the breach of the Capitol building, were saying, hey, I'm going to question the results. I'm going to ask some questions about it. I have some issues with it. I'm going to object to it. And the protesters shot themselves in the foot. And when they broke in, people came back and said, you know, after the building was resecured and that, they're like, well, I'm not going to object anymore.
Wait, what?
So you had the senators and that.
Yeah.
Before the protesters broke in, we're like, oh, I'm going to object and everything. But then after the building was resecured, you know, protesters were kicked out and everything. They're like, based on what has happened today, they're like, I can't object to this election anymore. So that people kind of shot themselves in the foot. You know, the protesters shot themselves in the foot. They actually got the opposite of what they intended to get by storming the Capitol.
Yeah. Which, I mean, kind of deserved at that point.
Ugh. Yeah. And I've always, you know, I am not a Biden fan at all.
No.
You know, but he was duly elected. He, you know, various courts said there's no evidence of fraud. We can debate that left and right and, you know, right. Up and down to next Wednesday. But yeah. What ultimately came out of it was the court said, based on our jurisdiction and our ruling, we're not going to overturn anything. Pence said, I'm not overruling everything, which means in that regard, I almost said Pence. And I almost said O'Hara. Wow.
Yeah.
Kamala are duly elected and they are the next president and vice president, you know, and regardless if you like them or not. It is what it is. Congratulations. Yep. We get the president and vice president that we deserve here in America. And apparently we deserve those two.
Yeah.
What was the hesitation there?
I don't know. I'm nervous about that whole presidency, I guess.
Yeah, I get it. But so one of the things I kept hearing with this whole thing, you know, and this goes before the protests, is people are going, well, this is so weird that people would object to the election. This is so weird that people and senators would object to and have questions about it. So weird.
Right. Okay.
How many of the previous Republican elections that were won for president were questioned and protested?
Yeah.
By the Democrat Senate and that.
Right. Yeah.
How many? Do you know?
No, I don't.
Well, for sure, the last three were.
Yeah. I'd imagine the ones with Bush and then obviously Trump were.
Oh, of course Trump was.
Yeah. That's a giveaway.
How did Trump happen? It's like, what? But so the last three president wins for Republicans, the Democrats objected and they protested inside the Senate and they questioned election results.
That's weird.
I know. So that's like, this isn't new. This isn't something different. This is something that is annoying.
Yeah.
And it happened from both sides. It's not a one side exclusive thing or the other, but right now it's being treated like, this is astonishing that someone would even question the election results. I'm like, have 70 million people questioning and wanting confidence in the election results.
Yeah, which you would think is a good thing. Because it's I guess it's just like, how easy could it be to tamper with the whole votes and election process? Obviously, if you have the right people, especially in place to do so.
Well, and I know this is quote unquote conspiracy talk, and YouTube will go, nope, deleted. And Twitter and Facebook will go, nope, deleted. But I'll say this. If a voting machine ever touches the internet, ever, then the results, I would say, have to be taken as suspect.
Right.
And when I say that, I'm not saying if the machine was on the internet during election, if the machine was on during tally, I'm saying if the machine ever touches the internet, period.
Yeah.
You have to be suspect about it. And the reason I say that is it is so easy to manipulate code remotely. It is so easy to compromise a device. And I'm not saying it has to be a Dominion system or did it. I'm saying any voting system that touches the internet. And that's why, honestly, you know, the voting systems, they should have a paper trail as well that goes with them, a hard paper trail.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Cry about the trees. I don't care.
See, if you want to have confidence in the pot, a definite answer to what your votes are, then you should put the work in for it.
Right. Because if you have a hard paper copy in addition to digital, right, then we can audit it and say, okay, the votes match what is on the voting machine digitally and in paper, at that point, Trump loses 100%. Okay, we have full confidence in this.
Yeah, which that is not there at the moment.
Yeah.
And there hasn't been, obviously.
Yeah. And unfortunately, now you have like the crackpots coming out. And I doubt very much there's any credence to any of the conspiracy things they're saying about how they have signed affidavits overseas about people saying that they have before and after data files of how they manipulate the votes in Biden's favor. I doubt anything's ever going to come of that, because I doubt the authenticity of that, because no one's just going to come forward if there's not even anything pointing at them and say, oh, yep, I did it. Oh, yep, 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 yep. Here's my signed affidavit. Please don't come after me, and I'm overseas. Da, da, da.
Right.
You know, they would have to have something on them for that to happen, which I doubt anyone does. So that's what I said. I doubt that that's real. I really do. I don't think that is going to be a real thing. I think that's just, honestly, a crackpot conspiracy that a lot of people are holding on to.
Hoping it's true.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Part of me was like, yes, that would be nice if it was true. But also part of me realizes the probability of that being true is near zil.
Right.
Because I've seen the news. I've seen things. I've seen how people react, but it doesn't pass the sanity test in that regards.
What if they just have a good poker face?
Yeah, a very good poker face. But if it doesn't matter if you have a poker face or not, you better back it up with facts. Now, if this person is able to produce the data files and how they connect, and you know, with the logs on them connecting in and changing everything, different conversation, but I doubt we'll ever see anything about that, because again, doubt it's real.
Dude, the world has become a massive game of Among Us.
Yeah. Sadly, yes. Everyone is sus.
Yeah, for real. Now we have to find out who's the imposter.
Ugh. No, thanks. I don't need to find out who the imposter is. I'm just, nope. Yeah. I'm good. We're done.
There's no effort. It's not worth the effort.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone is sus. We'll just eject everyone out through the airlock and just end the game simultaneously.
It's over. If only.
It is over. So.
So what?
So. I saw the Capitol Hill protest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then my immediate reaction was, no, this isn't right.
Correct.
But then I think about something. I think about this whole, like, past year with all the riots, all the protests, all the destruction of everything. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, it'd be nice if people were as outraged then as they are now, but nope. I am disappointed in that. You know, it's interesting watching everyone as everyone is outraged. Outraged over this. And to be fair, yes, be outraged over this storming of the Capitol, blah, blah, blah. But these same people who earlier this year were like, well, looting and rioting is how people in pain act out, and we need to tolerate it and understand why BLM protesters are doing what they're doing.
Right.
They were fine with it before, but now because it's against Biden,
it's not okay.
How dare you?
Right.
You know, and I know you're doing the whole quarantine thing and you haven't been to Strive in a while, but one of the things they were talking about at Strive this past week was like, you know, having hatred in your heart for another person is, you know, is akin to murder.
Yeah.
And a lot of people I know from the Grand Rapids, Michigan side of the lake, unfortunately, are very much in the "I can have hatred for Trump people because that's righteous" column. Yeah, I know.
Okay, yeah, sure, yeah. Whatever.
You know, cause, so you have a BLM protester, right? If you dare say anything derogative about them, how dare you? And you know, you're kicked off of everything. But here they're like, I have no tolerance for Nazis, and anyone who's white who's at the protest is a Nazi and should be killed. I'm like, okay. That's
drawing the line a little bit.
Yeah, well, guess what? They're not kicked off of Facebook. They're instead greeted with everyone else saying, yes, hearts, love. I like this comment. You know, why don't we do more sort of things?
Right.
You know, including people, like I said, that I personally know saying that, including, you know, unfortunately, pastors that I know over there that are doing that and just drove me nuts.
Yeah.
And people were like, don't you dare compare the BLM protest to this. And I was like, they're both destructive of property. They're both protests by people. Yes, one is where they stormed the Capitol. But let's look at Portland, where they took over part of a city.
In Seattle.
All right. Seattle, Portland, they're all the same over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's look at, you know, these, how many federal buildings were damaged this past year due to protest? Not a peep. And they were fine with it because it fit a narrative.
Right.
And now here you have the storming of the Capitol building, and there's pretty much a universal condemnation of it across the board from both sides. Notice, we didn't let people, just because they seem to be affiliated with our beliefs, get away with it because it would make us feel better. It's like, no, and I'll say this, except for the crazies. The crazies were like, oh, more violence. yeah. You know, besides the crazies, but everyone else is like, no, what happened was bad. Stop it. You know, you had various senators and that saying, stop doing this. And now you have members of the House or Senate, I forget which one exactly. They're now calling for the expulsion of Republicans from the government.
What?
Yeah, so they are trying to introduce a bill to expel Republicans from the House and Senate who have any sort of ties to anything related. And notice I said anything related to the riot, insurrection, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. When I heard about it, I was disappointed because I was like, I would hope that after all the big talk of people saying, oh, yeah, you don't see the Republican side causing issues and stuff like that as far as to that level. And then you see that, I'm like, oh, well, I guess look what you have to say for yourselves now. Because, one, I'm not surprised. People are people, regardless if you're on the right or left. You're still going to get passionate about what you believe in. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, yeah, as you said, obviously, yes, it should be condemned that behavior, and I wish it never happened. But I also wish the stuff during the summer with Portland, Seattle, and everything else never happened either. And Kenosha.
Yeah, I was actually, when they said there was going to be no charges for the cop in the Kenosha shooting, I was surprised it wasn't bloodbath down there.
That's what Work was saying. They're like, hey, be careful if you go down to Kenosha today because of what was going on. And then, hearing that the charges and stuff like that weren't being pressed, I was like, oh boy. Wow. Yeah. That was a big shocker. Which, and then obviously there's people saying that, oh, they're just holding back and waiting until just to hit later and just make it nasty then, and they're just not doing it right away. But I feel like it would have happened already if it was. Hopefully it doesn't. If it does, well then shoot. Uh-oh.
Yep. So Cori Bush, she's a Democrat from Missouri.
Okay.
And Joaquin Castro, horrible last name, by the way. And that's not their fault. You know, it just happens to be tied with bad Cuban history. But, and I'm not saying that this Castro is like the other Castro. It's just bad sucks. Name. You know, it's like anyone who's overseas in the German area who happens to be from the Hitler lineage. And it's like,
I'm related to him. What?
Yeah. Well, and they may not be directly related, but it brings up bad memories. But anyways, Bush, along with Joaquin Castro, have been vocal about calling for the resignation of Republican leaders, including Senator Ted Cruz, because they questioned the results. And because they questioned the results, they're saying that the violence, you know, the insurrection, all that happened in the Capitol, it is their fault.
Stuff like that. Yeah, that's super annoying.
So she wants to, you know, introduce letters to have him expelled from Congress and the Senate and that. And then obviously, so when we're recording this on 110, on 111, they're going to bring articles of impeachment against Trump again. So, you know, with 9 days left.
Right.
But they're doing what they do. You know, it's been this impeach Trump train the entire time.
Right. Since day one.
You're actually not wrong. On the day he got elected, you know, the election votes, the votes were counted, not even inauguration, like, or maybe even was inauguration day. They were like, impeach him.
I remember seeing like some friends of mine or whatever posting stuff on like what has happened is terrible or whatever. And now we have the chance to take our right of doing or impeaching the president. I'm like, dude literally just got in. It's like, okay, calm down. I don't know.
Yeah, to be fair, we've had both sides of the extreme. You know, we had Trump get inaugurated, impeach him. We had Obama get inaugurated. Here's a Nobel Peace Prize. Okay.
Right.
To be fair, and with Obama, you know, he is actually one of the presidents who has killed the most people by drone strikes ever.
Peace.
So he actually has some bloody hands when it comes to that.
Right.
And people don't like talking about them because they're like, no, we love Obama. But yet he killed a lot of people by drone strikes.
Yeah.
So
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't get it, Paul. I don't understand.
So you have all this strife, all this chaos, and people are just sitting here in the background going, what do I do? You know? Yeah, yeah. You have Christians and that going, how do I respond to this? Because there's a lot of craziness going on with that. You know, and then of course you always have, you know, and this again popped in from someone I know over in Michigan. He's like, I guarantee you. I don't know why I chose that voice, but I just did. He's like, I guarantee you, if they were black, they'd been shot.
Oh, yeah.
Protesters. And I was like, really? That's what you think, huh? Really? Okay. And I just leave it at that because I'm like, I don't feel like getting into an argument with people when they talk on platitudes.
Mm. Yeah.
What's your thought on that?
On that specific example?
Like, if this had been a BLM protest, would they have been shot?
I don't think so. I wouldn't imagine that being the case.
Yeah.
I mean, when
you have that many cameras on you, doesn't matter the race. They're not going to shoot.
Right.
For fear. You know, the person who's shot and killed the military personnel, they're already going to be under questioning. Now, I'm not saying this is a one-side thing. You know, a policeman did die as well. A Capitol Hill policeman. It was like, he died. Then the report comes, nope, he didn't die. Then the report finally comes, oh, he died. He didn't die. It kept going back and forth for a while. I don't know what was up with that.
Make your mind up.
I don't know.
Someone's dead or not.
It could have been one of those cases where they had the article written up and the poor guy was like in bad condition. Just they're just like, just release it. On. Yeah. I don't know the full situation. I don't know. I guess fortunately. But, like I said, everything that happened there is condemnable, and there's nothing there that happened that was good.
Yeah,
you know. And then you have all the fallout from all. So my mother, of all people.
Oh yay!
Okay, do you know what Parler is?
Do I know what Parler is?
Yep.
Oh, isn't that supposed to be like another social media app thing?
Yeah, an alternative to Twitter where the free speech people go.
Yeah.
Well, went. Let me rephrase that. Went.
Great. Okay, now what?
So as a response to all this, Apple and Google removed the app from their stores, respectively, saying Parler was used to conduct and incite violence. Amazon, as of 11:59 p.m. tonight on 110, will shut down their web service. So the website for Parler will go away completely. All because some people posted something on Parler, which, again, to be fair, was inciting violence. And Parler said, yeah, we're going to take it down because, you know, there are limits to free speech. Free speech is protected in America, but there are limits to it. And Parler said, yeah, we're going to get rid of it. And then all of a sudden, boop, gone.
You don't have a choice to get rid of it. You're going down anyways.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, we're going to take it down. Now, Parler is saying that they are going to try to find another web host, which I'm sure they will.
Mm.
But it was almost immediately after all this happened. I think it was breaking news Friday night that Parler was being taken off of Google Play Store. And then Apple said, oh, we're going to do it soon if they don't change their ways. Saturday, Apple goes, oh, we don't care if they're going to moderate. We're going to take them off our Play Store. And then same time, Amazon goes, yep, they're gone. We're going to shut down their web hosting. I was like, hold on. You all said that they could keep their stuff if they did moderation. They agreed to do moderation. And now let's change the goalpost and say, nope, we don't like you. Get rid of you.
Yeah. See, I don't know. I don't like it's. I mean, obviously, all the big people that can control things are all high power or whatever, so they can really decide and do what the heck they want to do. But I don't know. I just feel like, mainly on the left side, it's always like a very, we're supposed to be so inclusive with other people, but then again, you just always have the thing where it's, oh, well, it's against them, or it's a pretty far-right conservative Republican standpoint. Oh, we're going to get rid of them.
Yeah, it's we're inclusive as long as you agree with us.
Yeah, which is disgusting.
And, you know, and you want to do that, and that's fine, you know, if that's your mentality. But as soon as you start saying, oh, you can't have your own platform to go to, that's when I start going, okay, something's going on.
You know? Right.
Because it was amazing to see how quickly this all turned around and everyone just went, nope, we're getting rid of Parler. It was like just an instant, whoop.
No hesitation.
I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I was like, I understand you don't like Parler. I understand that. But, So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Parler if they're able to recover from this, essentially.
Right.
You know? Now, maybe they will. You have places like Gab, which is kind of also another social media for the privacy focus, not necessarily free speech focus, but the privacy focused, you know, where they don't like all the tracking and all that Facebook has and everything. And they got shut down at 1.2. And then they created their own hosting service. And now they're actually successful. They're actually on the verge of making their own phones now.
Wow.
So it's like, wait, huh? So we'll see how that all plays out. But in other words, what I'm saying is it is possible to recover from this sort of setback. It might take them a little while, but...
It's,
you know, it's doable. But at the same, so you have that. You have Parler being shut down, essentially. I have no idea what's going to happen with MeWe. Oh.
What? with what?
MeWe?
No, I have not heard of that.
Okay, that's an alternative to Facebook. Sort of like Parler's alternative to Twitter. MeWe is an alternative to Facebook.
Okay.
Okay, let me put it this way. This is how much my mother is upset with things right now and how they've been going.
Mm-hmm.
She has gone off of Facebook and gone to MeWe. She has left Twitter for Parler.
Nice.
Right in time for, you know, obviously the purge of parlor to go
just to get on. Yeah,
just but remove. She called me today. She's like, how can I just delete my Facebook? I was like, you go into the settings to delete it. She's like, well, I already deleted it from my phone. Doesn't that delete it?
No,
your account's still active. Okay, how do I delete my Facebook? Tell her again how to do it. Then I go, you do realize this will delete your Facebook Messenger. Oh, I need Facebook.
I will say, because I deleted the app off of my phone, and I've thoroughly enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah. There is a reason why people say that social media causes depression.
Oh, yeah, that too. It's just, I don't know. I feel like I just see so much crap on there. Granted, I'm sure I could potentially, you know, change that and have it fixed to more of just, I don't know, not annoying stuff, at least as far as I see. But I feel like that's just going to take too much work. And I was like, I've thought about deactivating my account. But then the one thing is, I was like, oh, well, the Facebook Messenger thing is probably the best thing about it right now.
So you're like my mother. Great.
To a point. Well, like, I don't want to get rid of Facebook because I also like the whole like creating events kind of thing and whatnot. And I don't know. I guess if I just don't go on it and just do stuff that I need to do and don't surf it so much, then it won't be an issue. But
I avoid interacting on Facebook like the plague. However, and I'll say this, I go on Facebook and I screenshot a lot of things because when people go, I never said that or I never took that, I got the receipts.
Just wait and see.
It is all for the receipts of these people who right now are acting so self-righteous with everything. And then, yeah, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
So you have that happening. What happened on Twitter land? Because we're talking about Parler. Parler's close to Twitter. What happened in Twitter?
I have no idea. I never pay attention to Twitter, much less anything.
who was permanently banned from Twitter?
Who is? Okay, why does that seem to strike?
Donald Trump was permanently banned from Twitter.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so they permanently banned him, citing that he might invoke violence. Right? So that happens. Well, in the past, let's see. This is from the 9th of January, so from Saturday, right?
Yeah.
So starting Friday, you have people going, so I actually lost 30,000 followers in 4 hours. I lost 100,000 followers. I've lost 28,000. I've lost 35,000 in the last 48 hours. You know, and these are all like people that are more on the right-hand side of things, more conservative.
Yeah.
And they're just seeing this crazy wave of their followers just being purged.
Drop.
Not just dropped. They're purged from Twitter, period. Like, they're banned from Twitter.
Oh.
And so it's not just like they started on following them. It's just like, nope, there goes that account. They're permanently banned.
It's over. Yeah. What do you consider invoking violence?
Apparently, they consider Trump, whatever he said about not attending Biden's inauguration, invoking violence. I honestly don't know. And that's the thing. It's a private company, so I'll give it that. So it's a private company, so they are able to make the rules for their thing. I'm not arguing against that part. You know, just like a private store is able to make a rule that you must wear a face mask. Okay, that's your rule. I will comply with that. You know, if government goes, I'll have a little different conversation. Now, you know, but like I said, it's, you know, their private platform, they say, we don't like these people, so we're going to ban them. Okay, go ahead, ban them. Oh, we're also going to ban Parler too. Wait, hello, what?
Right.
Call it a conspiracy theory, call it whatever you want. There is no way that Parler was not destroyed like it was without the cooperation of Twitter, Facebook, Apple, Google all coming together in deciding this. There's no way. Oh, and Amazon too, because hello, Amazon web hosting.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, there's no way there wasn't some collusion going on. And if they want to collude together, that is their right. If Amazon says we don't want to offer them web services, go for it. It's not a protected government thing. But I think there does need to be something done to social media to regulate, because you don't have just Trump who was banned. You have Michael Flynn, Sidney Powell. They were all banned permanently from Twitter.
Hmm.
You know, Sidney Powell officially called herself the Kraken, and yeah. That does. She ended up having nothing, by the way. But
yeah.
So you have all these people just coming out and saying, "Yeah, yep, I'm losing these things." It's like, yeah, they're able to do that if they so choose. But at the same time, it looks horrible business if you go, "Oh, you don't agree with our opinions on a topic, therefore, ban."
Yeah. Well. Oh shoot, what was it? Oh, I guess I'm just thinking of, I mean, has there been nothing that could be considered invoking violence from the other side that's been posted on any social media platform?
Oh, I can guarantee you there is.
Yeah. So it's like, how, and I guess that's what really, I guess, gets me, is how obviously just one-sided it can be. But it's, I don't know, because it's,
again, if does it follow your opinions or not, it
exactly
is what it comes down to.
So you in know, that aspect, makes me annoyed even more.
So here's some quotes. Okay, let me. I'll ask you if this is inciting violence or not. If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and create a crowd and you push back on them and you tell them that they're not welcome anymore anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Maxine Waters. I just don't know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
Now that, in a sense, I would say no.
Okay.
This is the thing, because like, for how I would like to think of an uprising is people coming together and saying, hey, this isn't right. How do we stop it? But then the other side of me says, well, an uprising is probably just a bunch of people that are going to force their thoughts and, I guess, views on whoever it is they're trying to force their opinions on. And then in that aspect, it's going to get physical and it's going to get nasty. So okay, that's where I say yes and no. I guess I would like to lean on the no side, but knowing how people are,
I am purposely not telling you who said it, so it doesn't influence how you're thinking about it.
Right.
I'm trying to see if I could give you some context for this.
Okay.
Now, this one I don't agree with. As inciting violence, and someone quoted this as an example of it, but it says protesters should not let up after the next election. Like, yeah, you know, be protesting, that's fine. I don't care about that one.
Right.
So this, I don't know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, maybe there will be, comment was in response to why people aren't uprising against the Trump administration over conditions on the border with Mexico, aka like children in cages and that.
So they're wanting to get an uprise because of what's happening at the border.
Yeah. So, guess, you know, again, however that goes. But by the way, that is that was Pelosi.
Oh, nice. I guess I would still like to lean towards it's not invoking violence to just have an uprise, but it's...
Yeah, no, that's fair. And that's why I purposely didn't give you it at first.
Yeah.
But that was definitely one of the things that caught my attention. I was like, huh, all those things are, you know, including the first one. All okay.
Right.
You can tell people to harass them in their wherever, and...
I guess... this is the thing. I guess I wouldn't consider this invoking violence, but like, Okay, so you have what happens in the Capitol happen. And then, like, what if there's, like, would they, can, if people were to say that they sort of, like, agreed with the actions that happened of, for the rioters, would they consider that invoking violence? I don't know. I would hope not. But yeah. Some part of me wouldn't be surprised, because then you're saying, oh, well, I agree with what happened, and I support that. So then it's like, oh, well, you're just invoking more violence. Because if that's the case, then everybody that stood with, I guess, any of the protesters over the summer, it's like, well, then that, technically that's an act of invoking violence, because you're out there saying that I agree with this and this should be happening because of what has happened, kind of thing. I don't know. Nothing surprises me anymore on how people act in any way.
Oh, I know. And I don't get surprised on statements anymore either. Like,
no.
Pelosi saying pro-Trump rioters chose their whiteness over democracy.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. Mm. I was like, and by the way, and I'm letting you know this one. Okay. Because, oh, this is going to be entertaining for me, because there might be some humorous stories coming out of this.
Oh, gosh.
My mother has decided to get involved in politics.
Oh, no. Okay.
That's what I said. This could get entertaining.
Think about it. Her and Josh could be a team.
No. There is so much no in that statement. I don't know how to process that no.
Don't knock it before you see it, I guess. I'll let Josh know tonight.
I will not. Josh can be the vice president.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, first Mexican in the White House.
Woo-woo! We ought to celebrate that.
But yeah, so she's all fed up with it. And then,
yeah,
Like I said, people are just going to all extremes right now. It's kind of crazy.
It is. Know?
And so that's why I've throw a little grains of salt on everything. It's like, stop being so crazy.
Right.
So like I said, this week is going to be interesting, because you're going to see the impeachment come about. You're going to see about the 25th Amendment come about. You're going to see a bunch of stuff just happening, and it's going to be really, really quick. So, oh,
gosh. Yeah, it's going to be a nightmare for a while.
Oh, it's going to be a nightmare for the next at least four years. Yeah. At least 4 years. Because right now, it's, if you are anywhat conservative, you are an evil, evil, evil person.
Uh-oh. Well, so, it was nice knowing you, Paul.
Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna get dealt with at some point, I'm sure.
All of us will get, you know, and like I said, right now it's kind of this hunt and mouse game on social media where they're finding anyone who's conservative that might have supported Trump, and they're like, oh, we need to get them fired. Or they're talking about the re-education camps again.
What?
That was a conversation that happened before the election, where various Democrats are saying, we need to round up all the Trump supporters and send them to deprogramming camps and re-educate them. It's the only way to move forward. I'm like, oh boy.
Talk about brainwashing.
Exactly.
What the heck? That makes... Oh my gosh. Ugh, that's scary. Well, I guess I'm not going back to school anymore.
Yeah, so David Atkins, he wants any person who voted for Trump to go to a re-education camp to deprogram them.
See, we're not even human anymore. Gosh.
Well, so what they're under the assumption that if you voted Republican in any way, shape, or form, you are brainwashed and you are too dumb to know it. So therefore, you have to be deprogrammed.
I guess, yeah, it's just that that wording makes me think, oh, we're just a bunch of robots that they can just control. Like, we're not humans to these people. Ugh.
So they say that we must be deprogrammed because we compromise a conspiracy theory fueled belligerent death cult against reality and basic decency.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. So they're doing that. So you know how they're trying to get, like, CNN, they're trying to get Fox News and a couple other news stations kicked off of cable TV, just like, you know, Facebook and Twitter, and that's getting the other is getting Parler off of the internet. So they're literally going after anything that is counter to what they support. And and to be fair, now that they have full control of the Senate, House, and the White House, they'll probably be able to push through with some of these crazy things that they want, such as like packing the courts and that.
Again, I don't know. I guess how many of these people have been in the political area for a long time? More than a president's term, which I guess some people the people in the Senate and the House, I suppose they can have a longer sentence than the president can. But it's like how long should these people be allowed to be in here before we try and get new people in? But then, you know what? I feel like also at this point, it probably doesn't really matter anyways.
Yeah.
We're going to have either just as crazy or not as crazy people coming into the mix anyways.
Let me tell you how crazy it is, sir. And this is maybe a statistic that'll make you wince a little bit and cry.
Oh yeah.
Maybe it'll knock you out so you can have Billy taken care of.
Just right now. Yeah.
75% of Trump supporters and 40% of Biden supporters. That's a large majority of America.
Okay. Yeah.
Believe that Civil War II is just around the corner.
Yep. My dad's been talking about that.
So it's
going
to be interesting as we watch this.
That's what's been making me a little bit nervous, I suppose, is just the how far this goes. And yeah, I mean, that's pretty much one thing I heard my dad say a lot one day. He's like, you know what? I see another civil war coming. And he's like, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, look at it this way. Here's how I get all the snowflakes to just give up and say, nope, we'll do whatever. Just cut the internet for 24 hours. And they won't be able to post photos of their Frappuccinos online, and they'll just freak out and just say, nope, we surrender.
It's over. It's fine. It's fine. Take it back.
I know. It's going to be interesting these next four to eight years.
Yeah. And one comment that I've heard what makes me I don't like to hear is if it becomes like a legitimate, like all on war, civil war between Republicans and Democrats. Like, well, who do you think is going to win? The Republicans are all the ones that have the guns. And I hate thinking of it like that because I just don't want a war break out. I don't want to be having a literally defend my life with, I guess, just the thought of being Republican or Democrat. That drives me nuts. But it's also, I hate to have hear that kind of comment thinking it just gives me, I guess you could say that in a sense can invoke violence or whatever, just assuming that it's like, oh, we're just gonna kill off any of the Democrats that come and try and fight this kind of thing. I'm like, I don't like that either. I don't want to hear stuff like that.
Honestly, what it probably will be, if it ever comes down to that, it'll be Republicans, moderates, and, you know, I say Democrats, okay, to differentiate them from far left. It'll be them united against, you know, the far left, essentially.
Right, yeah. And I guess the other thing was, I was like, granted, I mean, yes, especially in the far left, I mean, they are the ones that want the gun control stuff or whatever and want to get rid of guns. But I'm like, I'm sure not all of them would be that way. So I'm sure they'd have guns. But then it's like, would they take guns in that instance just to defend themselves? Maybe they'll change their mind about that. I don't know. All I know is I don't want it to get to that point where it's like you're actually fighting for your life in that aspect.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we don't get there, but
I hope not too.
I would be lying if I was saying I'm fully optimistic that we might not get there,
mm-hmm.
that we don't get there. But, you know, I don't want to, but
right. You don't know anymore.
There's so much division right now between all the political parties that it's like, how do you reconcile that?
Right.
You know, because every side is like, nope, we are the correct ones at period. You know, there's nothing you could do to say that we are wrong. How do you reconcile that?
Yeah.
Without something dramatic shifting
right.
in the climate. When I say in the climate, the political climate, where that be a third party coming in, sweeping everything, civil war, or some other major force that comes out and just says, this is done.
Right. Well, I say at some point, all of these people are going to realize they're not in power anyway. So,
Yeah, well, you know, honestly, the first thing, and I agree with people when they say this, we need to get the term limits in the Congress and that, so that way they stop thinking, oh, I'm in Congress or Senate. I can do whatever I want now.
I'm set. Yeah.
You have X amount of years. You're done.
Right. That just doesn't make sense that you can make a lifetime career out of something so that's supposed to be so important.
Well, yeah, I know. That's how it goes. So there's, like I said, there's things that you can do, but in the end, don't get caught up in the red. Because honestly, it's when people fight about stupid things is when the companies, and I am under no qualms at all in understanding that the big tech companies are pulling a lot of these strings. They're controlling a lot of things, you know. My mother got into some argument on Facebook recently. And she's like, well, if I end up dead, sue Facebook. I'm like, I don't think I can because of their protections, you know. Right. And I was like, hey, that was kind of your stupidity for getting into an argument on Facebook.
Right.
But I'm like, so I'm not in any qualm at all to understand that big tech is pulling strings in the background and politicians are pulling strings in the foreground. And they want us to argue because as long as we argue, that keeps people, normal people, from understanding and seeing, Facebook is a lot of the issue here.
Right.
So
that's why I don't know if I ever interact with people outside of my normal, I guess you could say, group that I interact with. Like if I don't know anything about this person and I'm doing something with them, chances are don't tell me I guess what your political standpoint is, kind of thing. Or I guess like I'm obviously I have friends that disagree with, like, I guess probably the things that I would agree with politically, and that's okay. I can still be your friend. It's like, so it's like when, especially if you were to come across someone that's like super strongly opinionated and like has like that very like, I guess, like, I'm right, you're wrong kind of thing, like if you have an opinion like that, just don't bring it up to me if I'm ever doing that, hanging out with you or helping you out with anything, because it's like I don't want that to be an influencing on how I were to, I guess, treat you, which shouldn't be an issue at all, really. But it's like, as much as I'd like to say that isn't an issue, I mean, it happens at times. It does happen. So it's just like, I'd rather much just not care about what your, I guess, political view is on stuff. Because it's like, at the end of the day, you're still just another human being. You have different ideas than I do. But we're still, we're still the same. I don't know. It does seem just like politics creates so much division. Or at least it has created so much division. It doesn't have to.
Well, but it doesn't have to, provided you're not chained to your political party. If you're chained yourself to your political party.
Right. That causes friction.
Yep.
So, I don't know. Gosh. I mean, That's you know what, man. The whole idea of loving your neighbor as yourself is really difficult at times like this.
It can be.
It can be.
But we got to remember that is what we're commanded to do, regardless of who's the president, how bad the neighbors smell, how loud the neighbor dog is barking, how much Billy hurts that day.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You know,
regardless of what your viewpoints are on stuff, it's like, I still want to be respectful to you and treat you just as I would treat anybody else. So like, just please try not to make it difficult, because I can only take so much sometimes, at least on my own string for sure. But man, it's a tough season.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And just looking at this, Marriott is now asking and contacting companies and saying, these are the people that questioned the presidential election, aka Ted Cruz and the others. And they're like, please stop giving money. And they're contacting all these companies and making it public if they're complying or not.
Wait, what?
So Marriott, you know, hotel chain?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you questioned the election, we're going to stop giving you money. And now they're contacting a bunch of other companies and saying,
you need to stop. Page, yeah.
Yep.
But I liked Marriott.
and giving a list of all the companies saying, hey, these companies are still giving money to these politicians who questioned whether Biden won or not. Dot, dot, dot.
See, you know what? I feel like as individuals, yes, have your own viewpoint, but I feel like when you bring out your viewpoint across your whole company, I feel like that's not a good idea. Granted, it's probably more so the popular opinion for them, so whatever, but man, I don't know. Like, hearing stuff like that, because I love Marriott hotels, and I like the one in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, because that was my favorite one to go to when I would go there.
Well, now when you go there, it includes a free Biden petting, aka Biden pets you during the middle of the night.
Yeah, no, I'm done going to Marriott then. Never again will I go to a Marriott. You know what?
And that's a personal call. I'm not saying ban the Marriott. It's like, you know, no. That's interesting that they are making that
statement.
Their political statement right now.
See, yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's unnecessary. Because, I mean, for some people, that is going to be a turnoff. Be like, well, then I'm not going to support your company. Ugh. Ew.
So other companies are Target, FedEx, ExxonMobil, CVS, Ford, AT&T, Bank of America, Blue Cross, Blue Shield.
They're being targeted?
Yeah, by Marriott.
Let people make their own choices. Goodness.
Again, it comes down to get in line with us politically, or you're evil.
Right. That's so unnecessary. It's so frustrating.
So, welcome to 2021, Aaron.
Yeah, no, I'm not ready.
You missed the return deadline. Sorry. You have to take 2021 now.
Oh, no.